If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
If you're a new listener, just type in Pentagon tested gay bomb on Iraq. They didn't consider using it. They've used it on our troops. In Vietnam, they'd spray PCP on the troops, Jacob's Ladder. You think PCP, some horse tranquilizer something? They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently.
What are you talking about?
Brain chips in the troops. They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains. Now, there it is, the gay bomb.
Huh?
Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I am, like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
Hello. This is your host, Stephanie, the cigarette lady.
And this is your co-host, Michael, the satanic faggot.
Welcome to the Spookies Podcast.
So today, we're going to be talking about Alex Jones and the dangerous phenomenon of gay frogs. Are these homosexual amphibians a threat to Western civilization, or is Alex Jones just a fucking idiot? Today, Stephanie, is a day for truth. I am also going to share a story from my childhood about a crazy son of a bitch who tried to shoot UFOs with a hunting rifle. He was my dad. It was the 80s, Stephanie. Don't look at me like that. She's giving me witch eyes, guys. Don't look at me like that. In case you're wondering why the intro was like that, we heard back from our stalkers, and they have given us names.
She's my favorite stalker.
Yeah.
I have a favorite now.
Yeah. Sarah Fain is back.
She's back, folks.
She's back because she found our email. The spookiespodcast@gmail.com.
And we would love for you to reach out and say whatever you wish.
Tell us to fuck off. Tell us you like us. Tell us, ask us questions or send us, you know, ideas for a podcast in the future. True crime, paranormal phenomena.
Weird shit.
You know, Army Hammer.
Oh, not him.
Anyway, I thought I would read the two emails that Sarah Fain sent to our email address.
They're just too delicious not to share.
And her email account, I'm not going to say the whole thing, but the email is wifeofmichael316.
As in John 316, but wife of Michael.
Yes.
Saint.
Sarah says, "Repent, Michael, and stop this satanic podcast. Divorce, cigarette lady. You are my husband, and I won't let her turn you into a faggot. Your cigarette wife is corrupting you. Stop before it's too late. Signed, Sarah, your true wife." Now, I just want to say, this person is disgusting because they are a bigot. We are not bigots here. We support the LGBTQ community, and that word is disgusting, and I'm not going to say it again, but I thought I would say it here because she has called me that, And I don't really care that she thinks that I might be gay or something. I'm not gay. I'm straight. Married to Stephanie. Why would I be gay and married to Stephanie? It doesn't make no sense.
You could still have, you know.
Well, I mean, there are people that are gay that, yeah, but I'm not that person because I don't give a shit, so.
I was going to say bisexual.
I'm not, though. You know, I'm 99% straight and 1% maybe bi. So that's different. I don't count that as bi. We talked about this last week. The second email is titled...
It gets so much better.
Divorce the bitch. So we know we're dealing with a kind, lovely human being. She says, do you understand? And it's you, like the letter U. You are mine. The wedding is already being planned. And this is the part where I got creeped out because what fucking wedding is she talking about?
To whom? I want
to
know.
To whom? To Satan? Maybe I am Satan. How can you stand your cigarette wife and her 50-year-old piggy face? She looks like such a stupid bitch. Gross. So gross. Ick. Ick. It has to be witchcraft. Maybe it is. A spell. Yes, that is it. A spell. It's like a golem talking to herself. Meow, meow. She is a pagan whore in a white globalist harlot dress.
What the fuck is
and
a white globalist?
By globalists, I mean Jew, because, you know, scary Jews. Don't you want me to pleasure you?
No. No, we don't.
I really do not. I really don't. I don't want you to pleasure anybody. I want you to seek professional mental health services from Satan. I will do whatever it takes to fulfill God's will. Don't let her turn you gay with Biden feminism. Please stop. Stop. Your wife forever. S. Is it S as in Satan? Could it be Satan? Or is it Sarah? Sarah Fain. This crazy person who is obsessed with me.
I didn't know there was any such thing as Biden feminism.
What is Biden feminism? If you can send us an email explaining what Biden feminism is, send it to thespookiespodcast@gmail.com.
We will read it.
Yeah, we will read it. Even if it's bad, we'll read it.
Sure, if it's bad.
If you say anything homophobic or things like that, we're not going to read it.
Yeah, I'm not reading that shit.
So don't do that.
This just gets a special mention because she's a really vile person.
We thought this person is clearly mentally ill, and we're laughing at her, and I feel bad about that, but not really because I'm an asshole. But
she's also an asshole.
She is harassed. Now, by the way, I blocked her, and I'm not going to read any more emails from her. If she sends any more emails, I'm just blocking. And I actually send her an email back saying we're going to get in touch with the police if she contacts us again. So
this is kind of ridiculous.
Yes. This second email sounds like somebody who is on drugs or something is wrong with, like, they're manic.
Or a Robert Pattinson fan.
Yeah, or a Robert Pattinson fan.
I feel bad
What
for
is
Robert
a
Pattinson.
Cigarette wife, by the way? What is that?
I don't know.
What is Biden? Is it something to do with Biden feminism? Do you become a cigarette wife if you subject yourself to Biden feminism?
I suppose.
And wear a globalist harlot white dress?
No, I'm a white globalist harlot. I can't keep track of this.
I think it's the dress. I think that's what she's referring to.
It's so weird, though.
She also says ick twice. So.
Yeah.
Ick. Icky Steffi. Icky Steffi. Well, so I have a question for you, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
Yes, it was with you.
Oh, the drones.
Well, we think it was the drones. That doesn't count. But it was a UFO. It was unidentified flying object. Yeah, and it was.
Right.
Because we couldn't identify
it.
But
when I think of UFOs, and when 90% of people think of UFOs, they think aliens. And I just want to say this.
No, but I was freaking terrified of them in the 80s and 90s as a child.
Yes, I was too. I still am.
Unsolved mysteries had me scared.
There was a person who followed our podcast on Twitter, followed our Twitter account, and in the profile it said that they had been abducted since they were a child. And when I read that, I think a lot of people, you know, laugh at alien abductees, but I'm going to say right now, we won't hear. We're going to talk about alien abduction and the trauma of alien abduction. Stephanie and I have a theory about what alien abduction actually is, But we do take people who will claim to be abductees seriously on this podcast. And there's not going to be any laughing and a mockery of people. We're not. We're not doing that here.
Right, because people have suffered under some kind of trauma, and I'm not going to make fun of
that. And if you
that.
Think we're nuts because we're not laughing at them, fuck off. Because we're not doing that.
Also, it's just mean, because what if they just believe it? That's still something
that's
traumatic.
Not everybody who was abducted or says they were abducted was abducted. We know this. But we don't know for some of them. We don't. And I'm going to take them seriously because it's like sexual assault. I mean,
it's a personal trauma, and I'm not going to tell someone that their personal trauma isn't real.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a story about UFOs. So in the 80s, it was 1987, I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandfather was a World War II vet. His name was Bert. And he was crazy.
He fought in the Pacific. He used to sleep underneath the
guns,
the battery guns that were on the ships. Then those huge, huge, huge machine guns or whatever they were that would shell the hell out of what beach they were on, and then fall asleep underneath it after they were done.
Yeah. And he got shell shock from this. He got PTSD. Mm-hmm. He was disabled. He was this disabled veteran. He was a character. He spent a lot of his life as a con man, and he swindled people, and he did bad things, but I loved him anyway. But anyway, so he had a friend who lived in Arizona. I don't know. I was a child. I still was never quite sure how they knew each other, but the guy was a teacher at ASU. He was a chemistry professor. His name was Bill Cavalier, which is a weird name. But he had a ranch called the Casa Rosa Ranch. And this ranch was on top of a mountain in the desert. It was like 20 miles outside of Phoenix.
That sounds pretty sweet.
It was a nightmare getting to it every day, because you drive up and around and around. It's like you're going up to Dracula's castle. And there's all kind of cars off the side where cars have... People have died, I'm assuming.
Jesus, their cars just went off the side?
Yeah, they're dead. They're out there, you know. This is going to sound crazy. I swear, as a kid, I saw a skeleton in one of the cars. I know you're going to laugh. I was imagining it, but this is 1987. Maybe so. Who knows? But anyway.
Maybe a chupacabra got it.
There are no chupacabras in this story. There is. Well, there may be, actually. So... There's an Air Force base close to Phoenix. But anyway, there's a mountain range there, like around the ranch. And at night, you would see these lights. And they would move. Like, we would watch them at night. They would move around the mountaintop, dance above the peak.
And move in which way? Perpendicular?
Not like an aircraft. Not like any aircraft.
So
I've
like up and down, straight across?
It would be like a line, and then there would be another line, and another line. And another line. And then it would just shoot, like it would warp around.
And then make a like a pass, like a circle?
Yeah. And I know some people are going to say it's flares, you know. And then there's...
Flares don't do that.
It's not the way this looked. Okay? This was not fucking flares.
So by the way, I'm hearing this for the first time.
Yeah. I didn't tell her.
Mm-mm.
So we see these UFOs every night. This is before Unsolved Mysteries, but the UFO stuff is in the zeitgeist because it's the 80s. I think Unsolved Mysteries premiered that year, but we had not seen it yet.
Right. But it was on, like, you would see it on magazine covers and also those tabloid type magazine covers that were more like newspaper-y.
Yeah. And there was a guy, there was a sci-fi author who wrote a book.
And it would have like a monster baby on the front.
Wrote a
or
book
something.
About being abducted, and it scared the hell out of people. It's called Communion. Anyway, so. We see these UFO lights. We see the every night. And then Bill, who owns the ranch, one of his horses was found missing its eyes, its tongue. I believe several vital organs are missing, but it was like a cattle mutilation, or what we now call cattle mutilations. And Bert, my father, or immediately called it a cattle mutilation and said it was damn aliens. Bill did not think that.
Was it damn aliens or goddamn aliens?
Goddamn aliens. God damn it. Goddamn aliens. That's what he would say. He didn't question it. It was just aliens, you know. Bill did not think that. Bill had some Latino people working on the ranch, and he blamed them.
Of course he did.
He thought they were into Mexican voodoo, whatever that is. Maybe it's like Biden feminism. It's just one of those things. But the horse's name was Marie, I think, or Maria. I don't remember. I was a kid. But then there was another horse. Same thing happens.
Its eyes are burned out?
They were just gone. They were cut out or something, and the part of the face was gone, and the organs were removed, but it was bloodless. It was weird.
Oh, that's even stranger.
Yeah. And this is, you know, and then...
That actually sounds like Chupacabra.
Yeah, it sounds like Chupacabra.
It really does.
It sounds like Chupacabra. But Bill continues to think it was the Mexicans, because Bill is kind of racist, even though he's a professor and should know better. And then the weird thing happens where... Now, the one... I will say this. The ranch hands, the people working for him, they disappeared.
What the fuck?
Maybe because they were being accused of being Mexican voodoo people. And they were insulted, which I don't blame them. But they disappeared.
Or do you think they were scared of whatever the hell happened to those
animals? They were convinced it was the devil.
Oh.
Yeah. Not satanic devil worship.
No,
the
but
devil.
Catholic. I'm assuming yeah. Catholic. I'm yeah. just making it.
Seraphine. Yeah. It was Seraphine. Anyway, so the next thing that happened.
I mean, if I walked up to my work and I'm like, oh, here's a beautiful animal that I was alive, and now it's bloodless with several organs missing and half its face gone, I think that would freak me out too.
So as you can imagine, as a child.
You saw all this, right?
I was terrified.
Got it.
Here's the weird thing, though. And it's been there's been a lot of online discussion about the He-Man lately. I got scared to watch He-Man. That's how scared I was because of this alien thing. I connected the aliens to the He-Man cartoon.
Was it because of Skeletor? Because he's
Skeletor's
like, creepy.
It was something about that and the monsters, and also He-Man's on another planet, I think.
Oh.
But so, and this is really the final thing. This is kind of the ending to the story. We see a light at night over our truck. Now, this truck is a Chevrolet. It's brown. I don't remember the model. I really don't. But it's got a camper shell in the back of it.
Those things are fucking expensive, by the way.
Yeah.
Especially in the 80s, they were expensive.
So,
I know
the light
because
is on top of the
one.
Truck. It flashes down on the truck. And we watch it. And then the next morning, we get up. Bert is screaming, yelling, God damn it, God damn it, God damn it.
Was he saying goddamn sons of bitches?
Sons of bitches.
That was one of his favorite phrases. Yeah.
Goddamn son of a bitch. You know, because he was into Biden feminism. But anyway, so he goes out there and looks at the camper shell of the truck, and there is a burn on the top of the truck in a circular pattern where it's clean, but it's burned around the circular pattern.
How charred is this thing?
It's destroyed. It's
is it like a perfect
the
hole
truck
for it?
Is fine. The camper shell is gone.
What about okay? So what about the bed of the truck? Do you know?
There was marks, but it was okay.
So the bed's okay.
Yeah,
but for the most part,
yeah. Truck is otherwise fine.
But the fucking shell.
Yeah, and we don't know what happened. So, but Bert does. He knows what happened. I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
I thought a rifle came into
it. Does play. It does? He goes and gets a rifle. He gets a hunting rifle.
Oh,
and then the next night when there's lights above the
oh, so he just stakes this shit out like he's gonna wait for this motherfucker to show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he starts shooting at the lights in the sky with the hunting rifle, saying, "You goddamn aliens, you're gonna fucking die."
He's like. Randy Quaid?
Yeah. He was saying, come get me, you bastards.
He's like Randy Quaid from Independence Day.
He was like, come get me, you motherfuckers.
All in defense of that
Bill,
fucking camper shell.
Bill almost kicked us off the ranch because he did not like somebody shooting off a gun
that near his home.
at 2 o'clock in the morning. And Bert had had no alcohol.
He didn't need it?
No, he didn't need alcohol. He was alcohol. I had a lovely childhood. I'm glad I never told you this story before so we can get this live reaction. Are you okay?
No. I'll be home in a minute.
Motherfuckers.
Look, I'm imagining my father-in-law. He was so funny. He was so funny. He was
batshit crazy.
He was a card. He drove us crazy because he was so fucking stubborn and headstrong. And it was very hard to protect him from himself.
Yeah. Save this man from himself.
Yeah, yeah. And when Michael's mother passed, he lost his anchor. And so he just wanted to do, he was like, I'm going to party, man. And I'm imagining the same guy.
Maybe there was aliens involved.
Just screaming into the air.
Maybe Bert didn't die. He was just abducted. He was taken away. I hope wherever he is right now, he passed away in 2018. But I hope wherever he is now, there's aliens, and he's shooting at them.
He's shooting at them.
Yes.
And happy.
I hope he's in God mode. He's got a gun with, like, unlimited ammo.
Yeah, he's, like, gleefully shooting at the shit in the sky. Yeah.
He's riding something, like, out of Fury Road, like one of those Valhalla vehicles, and he's, like, shooting.
He would have so much fucking fun doing that. I can just picture it, actually. Yeah. However, there is a military base nearby. You mentioned that.
Yeah, I need to look it up. I don't know what it is called. I mean, now was it... I've always wondered, you know, was it radioactive?
With the animals?
Well, with the... The truck was nuked.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this... I don't know if we're getting into this discussion yet, but many of the... stories about alien sightings or UFO sightings, not aliens, but the UFO sightings in particular, the crafts, the ones that are seen only by like a certain group of people, meaning like a family or just a couple people or even singularly, those people tend to be burned with radiation or they have
radiation sickness.
Yeah, they get radiation poisoning.
And we believe that's from the military.
And I do think, and it happens in not just in the United States, but in other parts of globally. North America and globally. And it makes you wonder, because it sounds very conspiratorial, but we're also in an arms race with Russia at this time, and they were doing similar things. So is it actually aliens, or is it our...
Well, Bert thinks it's aliens, so we're just going to go with what Bert thinks. It's the goddamn aliens kill the goddamn horses and then they kill the goddamn truck. So you got to shoot them.
But honestly, if it's like a chupacabra, that's really weird that it'd be right next to a... I don't think it's chupacabra.
I don't think it's chupacabra.
I think it's whatever the fuck they were doing.
I think it's Seraphine. But it's Luke Air Force Base. That's the base near Phoenix. And that's probably what we were seeing. You know, there's also this...
By the way, the shit that we saw, we were coming home from... one of the many misadventures to Florida to try to bring Bert home.
Yeah.
He had ran off.
Always Bert and UFOs, always connected.
he'd run off.
Through time and space.
To Alabama and in the Florida area, the Panhandle. So we were trying to get him back, and it didn't work out. So we're driving home, and I think we're in the boons in Mississippi.
Yeah, we're driving up southern Mississippi.
It is pitch fucking black. It's dark as hell. And we're having a good old time. We're listening to, you know, Michael Jackson on Spotify and other 80s songs. And we're just blasting it away and tuning it up. And suddenly the radio stops, the streaming, the internet, everything. It just goes out dark. We have our headlights.
Right.
But there is no radio connection. There is no.
I remember.
There's no streaming connection. There's nothing. And then we see these lights in the sky and it's floating. It's just hovering. And I start saying, I'm like, this is a motherfucking, because we're near an aircraft bases are all over the place around here. But it's weird because it's like there's nothing really right there. And it's almost like a blackout site.
I don't remember if there was any noise coming from
there
the
craft. There was no noise. It was silent. And I think there
silent
were
but deadly.
There were red lights on it as well. And it was really creepy. And at first I was a little spooked. And then I got mad because I was like, it's the motherfucking Air Force.
Well, we had dropped Bert off. Maybe he was piling it.
And I could swear they were listening to us because it jiggled its wings. If it had wings, whatever it was. It did a little bobble in the air. And it was watching us like it was kind of fucking with us, like, because we knew.
Yeah.
So I
remember. I
think it was some kind of experimental drone craft. And they were just like, hey, who are they going to tell? Who's going to actually fucking believe them? We can do this all goddamn day and no one will ever know.
Yeah.
They really could.
This is exactly the way Alex Jones thinks, by the way.
Jesus.
Stephanie Jones.
Fuck.
Dr. Stephanie Jones.
That is my that's my UFO experience.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mine's cooler.
You know what? It is cooler because you got to see horrific things.
I got the trifecta and I got to see Bert shoot at
and
UFOs.
And be traumatized by dead horses, those poor animals.
You haven't lived until you've seen your father shoot at UFOs. None of you fuckers will get to experience this, by the way. Just us. Just me.
Cursing into the night.
Yes.
Goddamn son of a bitches. Fucking aliens.
I wonder if he hit them, you know? So.
How cool would that have been?
Yeah. They didn't shoot back, so.
Here's our multi-billion dollar experiment in the sky, and some crazy asshole just shot it with a rifle.
I feel bad for those horses.
I do feel bad for the
horses. Rest in peace, horses.
I know. Yeah.
If the fucking military killed the horses, fuck them. Seriously, like, fuck that. That's awful.
Well, I mean, I already think they're blasting people with radiation.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy that neither one of you were blasted with radiation, since it got close enough to burn the shit out of the camper shell, which is fucking
I'm
weird.
I'm just going to go with the theory it was Seraphine that killed the horses. So. Time traveling, she bitch. And next, Stephanie, we're going to talk about something serious, which is gay frogs. Homosexual amphibians are walking around out there.
The anti-science.
They're turning the frogs gay. The fucking frogs.
This is not a thing, by the way.
It's not.
We're going to explain why it's not a thing, but it's not a thing. It's impossible.
After the break, frogs.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay. Serious crap. Gay. Frogs, friggin' frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
On behalf of the International Satanic Conspiracy, welcome back to the wonderful world of gay frogs and El Chupacabra. Before we deep dive into Jonestown stuff, I want to remind our listeners that this podcast supports Black Lives Matter, gay rights, trans rights, and equal rights for both men and women. We believe that all frogs have the right to love whoever they choose. Having said that, we do not engage in performative wokeness. Science and truth always come first before narrative and ideology. Some of those woke people on social media are admittedly pretty insufferable. They are insincere. We are very sincere about social justice and, most importantly, objective truth. This is definitely going to be the fuck that guy portion of the podcast. You might be asking yourself, why Alex Jones? This is a true crime podcast. What are his crimes? Well, fraud and helping plot an insurrection are crimes. And don't send us hate mail about being too political. Conspiracies are political by definition. We have a moral obligation to our listeners to expose Alex Jones' work for what it is. And yes, that's me being very self-righteous. So who is Alex Jones? Well, he fucking sucks. He is a 9/11 truther, a birther, and a flat earther. He is a man deeply afraid of the deep state of gay frogs, that is. Alex Jones is like a hemorrhoid festering inside America's rectum. He is a deranged right-wing conspiracy theorist and king shitlord of idiot America, the America of Donald Trump, of anti-vaxxers, of satanic boogeymen. He hosts the Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas. Austin, what are you thinking? Which the Genesis Communication Network syndicates across the United States and online. Jones' website, InfoWars, promotes far-right conspiracy theories and sells boner pills to deeply insecure white men, as does his other websites, News Wars and Prison Planet. And I just want to say, I just love the name Prison Planet, don't you?
Is that a book?
It is just so cringe. It's so melodramatically boomer. I'm trapped in a prison.
I assume all these small dick guys who need boner pills probably have really ginormous trucks.
Yes.
With extra large wheels.
Yes.
And the whole thing is lifted.
And they're mossy oak.
And maybe some truck balls are on the
pink
on the back.
Mossy oak, maybe. It can happen in small towns. It has been estimated that Alex Jones spends nearly a quarter of his on-air time promoting products sold on his website, many of which are purported solutions to medical and economic problems claimed to be caused by the very conspiracy theories described on his show. In other words, folks, it's a scam. Now Jones looks like a 50-year-old baby with a beer gut, a middle-aged Cabbage Patch kid with a flop of brown hair on his dome. He's Rush Limbaugh on DMT. Now, if you don't know what DMT is, just go listen to any episode of the Joe Rogan podcast. He mentions it 5 times every fucking episode. At the root of Alex Jones' indoctrination shtick is white identity politics. He snarls racist and reactionary vitriol with the cadence and mannerisms of a WWE wrestler coked out of his spandex. Jones isn't who he appears to be. The truth is still out there, Stephanie, but so are lies. And these are some of the things that Jones has said. He has said that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are literal demons. And I personally think that's giving Hillary too much credit, that she's that cool, but whatever. She's a demon.
Are her pantsuits demonic?
Yeah, they burst into flames.
Man, we don't have a lot of options as women. Just those pants.
He has said that Michelle Obama is transgender. Ooh. Now, you know something about this, because there you've encountered some people who believe this. They've got this from Alex Jones. Tell our good listeners.
It's just gross.
Tell them about Roxanne and her husband.
I mean, really, what is there to say? They were just on and on about how ugly she was and that she looked like a monkey and an ape, and
she's a man. She was born a man.
And
this is a bridesmaid at our...
She was my maid of
honor.
Yeah,
era. Not anymore.
Yeah. It's a disgusting thing to say about any woman.
Who cares if she's transgender? Who
yeah,
fucking...
but...
She's not, but who cares?
But it's such a slur against a not just a black woman, but an extremely accomplished black woman. She has done a lot with her life. She has a PhD. Doesn't she have a PhD?
I believe so.
Right.
She has a law degree.
She has a law degree. She has a PhD. While she was in the White House, I mean, I just thought she was just so elegant and graceful. And she reminded me of Jackie O. I always called her Black Jackie O. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's in her own right, honestly. I mean, it's maybe not fair to compare her to a white lady, but we haven't had a lot of, I think, people to kind of look up to that are of note. Maybe
not Melania.
Yeah, yeah. Many first wives are
the Russian male order bride.
But, you know, I don't think they've had quite the same impact. And Michelle Obama's had a huge impact on her culture. She still does to this day. She's a wonderful orator in her own right. A book writer, an author, I mean. I love her.
Good.
Who hates Michelle Obama? I don't understand that. Yeah, I don't understand
white people
that.
Who drive pickup trucks. No, I'm just kidding.
I just think she's really good for women in general. Like she's good. She's aspirational to a lot of people, and particularly women of color. But she's wonderful. for society.
She's like the version of Oprah that doesn't suck.
Okay. Oprah's okay in her own right.
Sometimes. He has also said that Bill Gates is a eugenicist. Now, I don't believe this. He's wrong. I think Bill Gates is just a weird rich guy and probably a pedophile. So, but I think all billionaires are pedophiles except for George Lucas. So if George Lucas is a pedophile, then there's no hope in the world. The world is dead. But I don't think he's a pedophile. But
he's so pure. How could he be?
He created Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he's the fans are such assholes.
That'd be like telling They're me that Jim Henson is a groomer or something. Yeah. Just no, man. No.
He has said that a fellow MAGA idiot, Glenn Beck, is a CIA operative. Now, here's the thing. As if Glenn Beck would ever pass the psych eval.
Not with those chalkboards.
No. He has said that Ben Shapiro is the herpes on our ass. He's right about that. But he probably hates Ben because Ben's a Jew, so...
But Ben hates himself because he's a Jew.
Ben is Shapiro.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro. He has said Donald Trump shit his fucking pants at the fucking moment of truth and shit all over everybody. I'm not in a fucking cult for Donald Trump, Jones has said. Fuck him, fuck his family, fuck all these people. Now, of course, Trump would never have been president without boss baby Alex. So... Fuck you, Alex. You are part of the Trump cult. You were there at the fucking insurrection. You're full of shit.
So he's a flip-flopper.
He is an opportunist and a liar.
No, that's true.
And a businessman. He comes from a long line of that. There's a thing in America of what we call hucksters, and he is the latest version of that because this is a country of gullible people that buy into bullshit. And Trump and him are like a mirror image of each other. There's people on the left, too, that are like that, but I'm not going to talk about them because I'm not going to get hate mail. So, Stephanie, what the fuck is up with Alex Jones and the goddamn frogs? Are gay frogs destroying Western civilization? Are gay frogs turning masculine alpha males like me into femboys? The frogs, Steph, are they really gay? Is the Delta variant the gay frog virus? Is it? I want to know.
The short answer, the really, really short answer is no. No.
I'm shocked.
So Alex Jones screaming about gay frogs finds its way from a 2010 study from the University of California, Berkeley, which suggested that exposure to atrazine, a widely used pesticide, may cause gender switching among frogs, male to female frogs.
Right.
This only happens in tadpoles, by the way. It doesn't happen in an adult species of frog. So once it's set, it's set. So via Nat Geo, I found this. Frogs have been shown to reverse their sex in polluted suburban ponds. Now the same has been shown to happen in more pristine forests. In the laboratory, certain pollutants, like synthetic estrogens and herbicides, also atrazine, have been shown to induce genetically male frogs to develop outwardly as females. However, continuing work by the research group shows that sex reversal is also taking place in more pristine forest ponds, suggesting it's also a natural phenomenon, at least in the species. This comes from a 2014 study from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So basically, frogs have adapted to adjust their species diversity into the gene pool because they carry both male and female chromosomes. It's pretty cool if you think about it. They have their own genetic biodiversity inside their...
In America, it's called evolution. In America, we call it devil worship. So,
right. So, I mean, they can do this. So let's say there's too many male frogs and not enough female frogs. Well, because each of these frogs carry their own chromosomes, they can actually change it in the larval stage as a tadpole. The conditions can make them change. Right. Whether it's the warmth of the pond or just even how many... I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'm not an expert on frogs. I'm just saying.
Well, just what you're saying, you'd be burned at the stake in Mississippi, so you're fucked.
And just to recap.
Bite your tongue.
Right. And just to recap on our fifth grade biology about frog reproduction and more bullshit about.
I don't know.
You know, that this whole thing of like gay frogs. So most people learn about the basics of frog reproduction in elementary school. Apparently not anymore. I guess not. Frogs lay eggs in water, and the eggs hatch into tadpoles that grow into frogs. In almost all frogs, egg fertilization happens outside the female's body instead of inside. So the idea of gay frogs, again, is just bullshit. And by the way, there have been studies. We've found that there are gay mammals in the wild. It doesn't hurt their procreation and their biodiversity at all.
For the record, I don't give a shit if frogs are gay. I also don't care if frogs go extinct. I don't fucking care.
No, frogs are their canaries in the coal mine, so you should care.
Well, everything goes extinct eventually, even Alex Jones.
God willing, that man goes extinct.
His breed of human will go extinct.
So
he'll be here with the cockroaches.
Right, so here's a really creepy fun fact and another nugget that Alex Jones used for his gay frog theory. And this is real. So this is via Urban Dictionary, so you guys can look this stuff up and fact check me if you want. And they say, while Jones' account of chemicals turning humans and frogs gay lacks any evidence, his gay chemical weapon is built around a tiny kernel of truth. In 1994, a U.S. Air Force lab requested funds to pursue the development of a weapon that would increase same-sex arousal in enemy combatants.
Is this where the Delta variant came from? The Delta frog variant?
I mean, just think about this for a second. So they wanted to... They wanted to make a bomb. They wanted to make a bomb and drop it on people, and they would get so horny. These dudes would get so horny, they'd be like, throw away their guns, and just everyone starts fucking.
So it's a prison joke.
It's horrible.
It's like a bad prison joke.
Ultimately, the so-called gay bomb project was never funded or fulfilled, thank God. Moreover, it had nothing to do with the drinking water in the United States. Regardless, the idea stuck and has been satirized in the media because it brings to mind memories of the Manhattan Project and the development of nuclear weapons, which came about in a similar manner.
Frogs!
Right? So this might be an origin to his, you know, gay...
Alex Jones' origin story.
The government is trying to make people gay.
Because of the gay virus.
And he's just bundled this up into his own
quackery. The satanic gay virus.
Are we ready for some of his quotes on the gay frogs?
Yes.
The so-called
yes,
gay frogs?
Yes. I want to be educated.
All right. Here we go. I will try to read these. The grammar is bad.
Well, it is Alex.
Might get tripped up on the words. I will try. And I quote, "The reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. And I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children," end quote. Jones said in June 2010.
Did he get these documents from Walmart?
He never released the documents.
Because yeah, they're not real.
They're not real.
They're fake, guys.
Quote, "I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay," Jones said during a 2015 rant about a chemical gay bomb. In September 2017, Jones claimed, quote, "The majority of frogs in most areas of the United States are now gay," end quote.
What about dogs? Are the dogs gay?
Presumably, after years of being exposed to these secret government chemicals. And
they put it in the Halloween candy.
Right. And in June 2018, Jones reaffirmed his support for this, quote, chemical warfare theory, claiming on his radio show that the Pentagon had developed weaponized perfumes that will, quote, "make men attracted to other men, and they want you to do that so you don't have kids," end quote.
It's not that, it's witchcraft. It's bitchcraft.
Hey, men are sexy too. You know, I kind of wonder if
I think what happened was they just watched Glee and it turned them gay. I'm just kidding. No. You no. can't turn gay, guys.
It's, yeah, that's not a thing. And
you're born gay.
I honestly think Jones is probably very, very closeted.
I'm not going to speculate on that. But
I'm speculating on it.
He's a very...
Because people who are severely homophobic typically are also severely closeted.
He's very unattractive. Let's just say that.
Well, there is that too.
Yeah.
If you have to spray on abs with a tanning solution...
He let himself go into a deep hole of conspiratorial abyss. All right. Is there any more quotes or is that it?
That was the end of his...
Okay.
At least the gay frog quotes.
Well, are you have anything else, or do you want me to? I'm going to talk about Bohemian Grove. Oh yeah, we're going to get to that.
Okay, yeah.
So Alex Jones' claim to fame is that he and a cameraman infiltrated and recorded an occult ritual being performed at Bohemian Grove in Northern California. Now, if you don't know what Bohemian Grove is, it's real. Essentially, it's a place where the ruling elite, aka old white men, go to fuck underage girls and perform weird pagan rituals. In fairness, the video Jones took is disturbing. It's creepy. You have a group of rich people in weird costumes performing some sort of secret ceremony in a giant redwood forest, and there's like a big owl statue behind them, and there's like fireworks or something.
They've stolen druidic pagan.
It's fucking weird.
It's really weird.
And it is documented that a lot of political power plays and like people being chosen for president. Like, this is real, folks. Mm-hmm. This happens here at this place. Now, conspiracy theorists like Jones and probably my friend Chris Knowles believe that Bohemian Grove is host to a shadowy old boy machinations about the New World Order. The New World Order is a classic conspiracy theory that a secretive power elite with a globalist agenda, and by globalist they mean Jewish, agenda is conspiring to eventually rule the world through an authoritarian one world government, you know.
So the oldest,
we need borders.
The oldest bigotry in the books, anti-Semitism.
Old white men are conspiring, and they're old Jews.
And they're all mediocre. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the Bohemian Grove guys.
Yeah, they're all Jews, you know.
It's always like shadowy, nefarious Jewish people.
By the way, Mel Gibson is making a movie about Jewish bankers. What could possibly go wrong there?
It's such a bad idea. Why, Melly Gibson's? No.
Stop it.
Stop.
Somebody grab him.
Let's make him stop. You know what? We love Braveheart. Doesn't everyone like Braveheart? I don't think I've met one person who's like, you know what? That movie sucked. No, it's great. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But can we remember him for
freedom?
Braveheart? Yeah. We're going to remember him for doing like more kooky shit.
I highly suspect, and this is where I sound like Alex Jones. I highly suspect that Jeffrey Epstein and Kevin Spacey have been to Bohemian Grove.
Mm.
Let's just rename it Camp Pedo.
Gross.
So, Stephanie, who else do you think would be at Bohemian Grove?
All the presidents except for Barack Obama. Because
why is it? Because he's black.
Because he's black, yeah. Of course they wouldn't let him come.
Apparently it's mostly just Republicans.
It is mostly Republicans, but they are all white.
I think
white.
Jimmy Carter was there once.
I don't think any person of color has ever been there.
No.
Unless they're, you know, a slave.
Allegedly, Queen Elizabeth was there once. She was the only woman ever allowed in. Because women aren't allowed in, except for the sex slaves.
Like, I mean, she's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
We gotta give it up for her. She's a bad bitch.
You know what would be interesting is if, I had this thought, Mr. Rogers was still alive and he
stop.
Was...
Stop.
When he was at Bohemian Grove.
No.
And he's there like Palpatine. He's like hooked up to this... Like,
do not impugn...
The dead speak.
No, the sweet, sweet Mr. Rogers...
And the other one would be Tom Hanks. That would be a great plot twist.
No, 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 no. Neither him either.
I mean, I think that'd be a great plot twist. I would hate
no,
to see it.
No.
But I would also be like, wow, that's amazing.
I don't want that plot twist.
Okay.
I'm not here for that plot twist.
Well, that's my story, so.
You keep that.
Okay, Stephanie, I have something to get off my chest.
Oh, God.
Alex Jones raped my childhood. He has made conspiracies more scary than fun. He has shifted conspiracy culture almost entirely to the right. I have fun memories of being a teenage nut job and believing the Masons were conducting secret occult ceremonies beneath the full moon inside the Statue of Liberty or listening to Coast to Coast AM. Now it is all satanic pedophiles and crisis actors and Lady Gaga is a leprechaun. Fuck it. It's ruined. It's ruined, Stephanie. Alex Jones fucking ruined it. The whole thing is super uncomfortable now, especially after the goddamn January 6th insurrection. You know, I think I'm going to create a 4-hour YouTube video of me crying and screaming at his fat ass. I am going full movie Bob on his ass. I used to be cool and edgy in the 90s, and now they just call me deep state or Democrat or tell me I suffer from Biden feminism, whatever the fuck that is. I'm fucking mad at Alex Jones. It's not funny. Okay, anyway. What did Alex Jones say about Sandy Hook? Because, guys, if this doesn't make you mad, you're probably a fucking dickhead.
This one's going to be hard for me to read.
Vomit.
I fucking hate this shit. I hate it. I really hate it. He said Sandy Hook was staged.
They were crisis actors.
Meaning they're fake, so that it never happened.
They're plants.
No one ever died. None of those poor little babies died, or the teachers or other people who were there were murdered. So.
He said there were demons, too, didn't he? They're fake, and then they're demons. Make up your fucking mind,
Alex. I didn't know he said that. That just makes me even more pissed. So
now he says, oh, just kidding. I'm an entertainer. He told in court, he's on his deposition because he got sued. He says, just kidding. I'm an entertainer.
Yeah, just kidding. I sent my hordes to harass Sandy Hook
survivors.
Yeah,
they did. One of the fathers sued them, didn't he? And they won. I think they won every lawsuit.
They have won every lawsuit. Yep. So one of the few conspiracy theories that has led to real-world consequences for Jones is this claim that the tragic 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School that left 26 dead, including 20 children, between 6 and 7 years old, was a hoax that employed so-called crisis actors. Jones claimed that the shooting was completely fake and staged in order to promote more restrictive gun control policies. Yeah, that would be the reasons why people want to take your guns, you know?
Yeah, of course.
You know, I don't know what. This is making me so angry.
Listeners,
I will try.
We're gonna piss off people. That's our job, though.
Earlier this year, families of children who were killed in the shooting sued Jones for defamation, specifically citing comments he made on an April 2017 broadcast titled "Sandy Hook Vampires Exposed."
Yo, they're vampires. That's right. Now they're vampires. They were demons, crisis actors, vampires, robots, aliens.
You know, this country is deeply sick because if a schoolroom full of children get murdered and we don't have just any kind of common sense gun reform, and I'm not talking about taking people's guns.
That anything goes.
But that anything goes and anyone can carry one and it doesn't fucking matter. I don't know. I don't know how this gets fixed. Eventually somebody is going to take your fucking guns. That will happen because someone's going to get sick of it. And then the hardline measures will come down, and it might not even be liberals or Democrats. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I honestly think that will happen.
I agree.
Because if you don't do anything, even in any kind of moderation, to slow this down, because we have mass shootings every single day.
Well, there was a Republican who was shot, and then he was still voting to, after being shot.
Insane.
Voting to laissez-faire gun, you know, anything with guns.
Right. I mean, they don't even want to do background checks anymore. There used to be like a waiting period, which we called a cooling down period. It greatly and significantly
Reagan signed
reduced.
Gun control in. Reagan. Ronald Reagan.
Right, because someone almost murdered him.
Who was everybody on the right's hero until Donald Trump showed up.
Ugh. So, 8 families have sued Jones, claiming that his reports on the Sandy Hook massacre have caused them immense personal pain and led his followers to harass them. And they did. They did.
Yeah, I know.
They sent hate mail. They called them. They would not leave these people alone. I mean, they're already...
Sarah Fain was probably one of them.
They're already grieving the deaths of their children, which is... anyone who's ever lost a child, my heart goes out to you because I can't even imagine
how
painful that is.
That's awful.
So after,
it's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. And after originally calling the shooting a hoax, Jones later said that he believed it really happened, but insisted that the family suing him were agents of the Democratic Party. Known to MAGAs as the Democrat Party.
Democrat Party.
The Democrat Party. Ugh. Because they're allergic to intellect and grammar. That's the only funny part I can find in that.
So,
because there's nothing funny about Sandy Hook. It's awful.
Stephanie, what are some of the conspiracy theories that you believe in? Now, before you say anything, I want people listening to this to understand. Conspiracies are real. If you've ever been cheated on, that's a conspiracy. Their conspiracy is a crime under the laws of the United States. They are real. They do happen. It's just not the gay, satanic frog, pedophile nonsense, or the, you know, whatever, alien, satanic.
It's always alien, satanic, lizard Jews.
Luciferian consciousness.
Obama on the moon. I don't know.
What is a conspiracy theory you believe in?
Well, JFK being murdered by our government.
I believe that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's real.
Yeah, I think he was murdered by our CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah. The honest and trustworthy CIA.
And I think he used the mob as his agents.
I would actually pick, for mine, I would say one of them is, I hate this because this is something the Trump people believe in, is I believe Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. But there's a twist. I believe he was murdered by Trump and the Clintons and Kevin Spacey and all the denizens of Pedo Island. I believe all those elites had a reason to kill him because he knew too much on everybody. He had dirt. That's what he did. He collected dirt. And Trump, I want to say this to anybody out there who likes Trump. Trump is a product of Hollywood. He was a fucking game show host. Sorry, MAGA idiots. He is a creature of Hollywood. He is one of them. The joke has been on you all along. He is one of them.
He's like,
so when you make fun of Hollywood, you're making fun of Trump. I can't stand the self-righteous celebrities either. But when you make fun of Hollywood, you're making fun of Trump. Because that is, he bats for the same team.
He wanted nothing more to be
A-list. Yeah, he's just a D-lister, but he's still Hollywood.
He is still Hollywood. He paints his face. He wears wigs.
He's Charlie Sheen. He's that type of person. He's in that category. Pamela Anderson and that, you know, those kind of people. Like, he's in that fucking group of losers. Sorry, Pamela Anderson fans, all two of you listening to this. Also, the other thing I believe, and this is very important, and this is going to make my Twitter followers happy. I believe that Rotten Tomatoes is rigged against Zack Snyder movies. I just want to make that on the record. Call me crazy if you want, but it's the fucking truth.
Well, why not? They're paid by Warner Brothers, who has an axe to grind with Zack Snyder. That's not that weird.
That's true.
That's not weird.
Now, I just want to say for the record, I don't trust the government no matter who is in charge. Walmart, Amazon, ExxonMobil, Facebook, TikTok. I don't trust any of our leaders. Well, I do trust AOC. A woman that lovely is always given the benefit of the doubt. And that's me being gross, but whatever. So, take us away, Steph.
We are in conclusions here.
Yeah, I think we've proven our case against Baby Boss.
So after years of public pressure, Alex Jones was largely banned from the world's largest social media platforms. Hooray! Bye-bye! Even YouTube, aka the alt-right pipeline, dumped him. Jones has spent more than two decades developing his own buffoonish, often harmful, occasionally dangerous brand of fantasy-based propaganda, which he and his gullible followers pass off as truth-telling. So Alex Jones is a racist, a homophobe, a grifter, and promoter of the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. He also helped fund the 2021 attack on the Capitol, January 6th, a day that will live in infamy.
Oh, yes.
The Trump insurrection. He has poisoned the minds of millions of people with his insane tinfoil hattery and his conspiracy theories have resulted in real-world acts of violence and harassment. He's a piece of shit.
So in conclusion...
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck
him. So next week, we're going to... Misogynists will be happy because we're going to talk about a very bad woman. You know, because we were talking about a very bad man this week. But next week, and it's a gross, guys. It's a really gross case.
It is gross.
I'm not going to say any more because I don't want to spoil it, but it's gross. Stephanie's making like
so
this
gross.
Weird face. Like looks like she's going to barf.
It's so gross.
But it's a good one.
Yeah.
And then we're going to leave you now with Alex and his insanity.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And then you sit there because you can't handle it. I'm kind of retarded. People can't handle that bigness. They already had CD-ROMs, computers. My identity is not that! The point is that I'm asking you a real question here. Bullshit! You're a smart guy. Your family, none of us are going to make it. I know there's a lot of bullshit. They've made freaking deals with interdimensional aliens. Human-animal hybrids with pigs and cows. Oh my God, this is like beyond a science fiction book. I'm sorry the Sandy Hook kids died. All of our kids are under attack. James Cameron's definitely dialed in. They only put soulless people in charge. Oh yeah, we had human-animal hybrids. That sounds like a schizophrenic. Their dog is watching them and works for the aliens. There's a world government. The beast is 50 feet tall. It shifts. Everyone can see at the same time. It's a hologram. So this is a device given to us by the gods. That's exactly what the globalists believe, that there's no reality. Instead of some weird, dumb preacher, you know, in Alabama, we are made in the image of God. So we are the aliens, Joe, and everybody already knows this. The elves are biological androids, the grays, like liberals, assholes. I'm God. I'm already God. I've achieved godhood.